Exclusive, Tom Cotton, Humiliating Biden Officials Chase CCP Counterparts Like Love-Struck Teens. By Nick Gilbertson on June 15, 2023. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said it is embarrassing to see the manner in which Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin conduct themselves with their counterparts in China during an appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. When host and Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow asked the junior senator from Arkansas about Blinken's forthcoming visit to China, Cotton pointed out that it reportedly is a rescheduled trip from early February, which was canceled because China sent a spy balloon all across America. I want to remind you of the exact timeline. Our government was well aware that that spy balloon was on its way and had entered American airspace in Alaska about a week before Tony Blinken was scheduled to go to China, he said. And then, when it re-entered American airspace over Montana, just a few days before he was scheduled to go, the government said nothing. It was only because, you know, a couple of cattle ranchers and an amateur photographer in Montana looked up and said, "Hey, what's the big balloon up in the sky?" that the administration finally admitted it, I think 2 days before Blinken was scheduled. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, June 15, 2023. Cotton assured D. Marlow that the executive branch was mum on the balloon because it wanted Blinken to depart for the reported trip before the news broke. You know, just a few weeks after the balloon episode, Tony Blinken went running after his counterparts at a big international conference in Munich, Cotton said. A couple of weeks ago, Lloyd Austin was humiliated by asking for a meeting with his counterpart, China's Minister of Defense, at a big conference in Singapore, and he was rebuffed. You've got all these Biden administration officials who are acting like love-struck teenagers chasing after Chinese communists. It's humiliating, but more than that, it's dangerous. It projects weakness and a desire to accommodate and conciliate communist China. Related, watch, tensions in the sky. China fighter performs aggressive flyby in front of U.S. aircraft. Reinforcing Cotton's suggestion that Blinken is being disrespected by his counterparts in China is that Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gong reportedly harshly criticized Blinken on a phone call before the trip's official confirmation, as Breitbart News noted. If they don't want to talk to us, we should just tell them, fine, get back to us when you do want to talk. In the meantime, we're going to be building long-range missiles in overdrive and shipping them to places like Guam and Japan, the Philippines, and South Korea to deter Chinese aggression against America and our friends, Cotton added. Related, watch, not again. Chinese Navy ship harasses U.S. destroyer during Taiwan Strait maneuver. Breitbart News Daily airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 6 o'clock to 9 a.m. Eastern.